got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
We've blown something apart, Jess, in the last week here.
Out of the
show,
water, Tim.
And I brought something to the show last week. We'll do this really quickly. Oak Milk was very excited. They said, hey, we're making a new flavour. Look at us. We kill hungry, thirsty, dead.
Yep.
We've done a collaboration with Rainbow Paddle Pop, Australia's favourite type of ice cream, Jess.
Hungry, thirsty, likes lurking in the dark. Oak Rainbow Paddle Pop is ready to rain on its parade yep. with pops of colourful caramel and full-on creamy flavour.
If you didn't know, Rainbow Paddle Pops, you might think they're rainbow flavoured. You'd be forgiven.
Yeah.
It's just caramel.
It's caramel.
It's always been caramel.
So I reached out to the Oak Milk team.
Yes.
Because your theory was, Tim, that Oak Milk have just rebranded their original caramel milk.
Their failed caramel range
yeah.
from 2 years ago. It was released, bad reception, stopped coming out on the shelves.
And I asked the team, the parent company, Lactalis, hey, what is happening with your oak milk? Have you just repurposed the old caramel milk and sold it on the shelf?
They're just using the big name of Rainbow Paddle Pop to try yeah. and get people back on board.
We got an email from the team. They say the Oak Rainbow Paddle Pop recipe was made especially for the collaboration with Streets. As such, it delivers a unique flavour that perfectly matches the taste of a Rainbow Paddle Pop.
All right. Today, what is
matches, Tim.
What is the experiment that you've set up for me, Jess?
I have done a blind taste test for you, Timmy. So if you could just move to the next mic over. We've got a box set up. One side of the box has a Rainbow Paddle Pop melted
yep.
that I've put in the fridge, so it is cold. And the other side has oak milk. Now, I haven't told you which side is which. I want you to take a sip of each.
Have you got a preferred? So I've got a red straw and a pink straw.
Mate, this is like The Matrix. You choose.
I haven't seen the movie, so get out of here, Hugo Weaving. I don't know. Let's go. Okay, I'm
going to go. Go green straw
I'll
first.
I'll go green straw first.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right, he's having a sip. What does it taste like to you, Timmy?
The green one, to me, does taste like a Rainbow Paddle Pop ice cream.
Right.
But it seems very thin in consistency, my
oh,
lord.
So okay.
I feel like
I have melted them down, so they are very similar consistencies.
I feel like that I've just drank the oak milk version.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'm just gonna neutralize the palate.
Wow, the palate. We really have chosen the right person for this experiment. Okay, that's enough.
All right, I'm going pink straw.
Let's go. Here we go. Second sip is happening right now. That's a big sip.
Oh my God, that is so thick.
Okay. I think we've figured out which one is which then.
Oh, I feel that in my arteries. That is a melted ice cream.
Sure. Okay.
That is what I feel like you've brought. And because, honestly, the best test we could have done is to somehow track down an old caramel-flavoured oak
they
milk,
don't
but
have them
they
anymore.
Don't exist anymore.
Tim, what they said was that they made this collaboration with Streets and it perfectly matches the taste of a Rainbow Paddle Pop.
Well, obviously, if they're making an ice cream, there's got to be something different to a flavoured milk. So there's got to be something different there, like a different ingredient to turn
does it
into
taste
ice
different?
Cream.
Other than the consistency, how does it taste? Well, he's gone in for a second sip of each. Back to back.
It's just one's like light.
Right.
It's like rainbow and rainbow light.
Right. But you think they've perfectly matched it?
I'm going to go back in for a third.
Oh, okay. Wow. He's taking his job very seriously here. And this is what you get with the Tim and Jess show. It never goes halfway.
Okay. So now it's starting to become clear. The melted ice cream tastes way sweeter
right.
than what the milk does. And I feel like if you were to drink a whole carton of the sweet one, you would feel unwell.
Right.
Whereas I don't know why I'm Captain Bubbles. I don't know. Okay. So here's the thing.
Do you think they've just like maybe milked it down? I was going to say watered it down, but they've probably just added
milk. Milked it down is a great reference. Yeah, it's just, there's obviously, whatever they use to make it into, because if you just freeze the milk, it's not going to turn into ice cream, you know?
Talk to me. Do you think we've cracked this case? Do you think
I've had seven sips of rainbow something.
Have they made a new flavour or have they just repurposed their caramel? What do you think?
It just tastes like caramel milk to me.
Wow.
Maybe we need to get another brand's caramel milk in here and then we use their sample
I can't
source.
Stress enough, I won't be doing another milk test on this radio show.
Just, I it's hard for me to give you a legitimate answer if the playing platform isn't fair.
As someone who smelt both milks, they both smelt rainbow to me. So
which is also caramel.
I believe Oak are not lying to us, Tim. And if they want to send us a slab of milk, happy to accept.
I don't know. I'm not convinced. This isn't the end of this story. Mark our words.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
If you want to call through anonymously, that would be maybe your preferred option, because I want to talk about secret snacks, something you hide from your loved one. Maybe you even hide it from your kids. It's a snack where you go, well, this is just, it's a me thing, and I'd like to keep it that way.
Yes.
Jess, I found something in your office. Accidentally.
Listen here.
I.
How dare you go through my filing cabinet?
Well, so here's the deal. Someone came up to me and said, can I borrow a pair of scissors? And just the day before, you said, oh, Timmy, do you need scissors? I've got some in here. And you pulled them out of this drawer. And I was like, oh, I don't have scissors, but Jess does. So I went over to pull open this tiny drawer and flying out, literally. I'm trying to remember what was there. It was a packet of chips.
Yep.
A packet of maybe cola bottles.
Yep.
Some chocolate pretzels, maybe.
Chocolate almonds.
Chocolate almonds.
I love a chocolate almond.
Because I just saw the scissors and I grabbed them out because I didn't want to touch the evidence.
Look, this is accumulated over many months. I don't know why. I feel embarrassed to like throw away the packets because like.
You are one of the most frustrating people. You've got a box of favorites that you got as a gift on your desk.
Yeah.
And you'll take out the flake. Take it out of the wrapper. And you put the wrapper back in the favourites box.
Yeah.
Put it in the bin.
Well, it's my secret shame. I don't want I don't want people knowing that I've scoffed down a whole bag of chocolate almonds in 1 week. You know what I mean?
And on top of that, you said that your fiancé is away for the next day or two.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you doing tonight? And you're like, oh, well, the fact that he's away, I get to go and smash something else.
Well, because usually we're in that week of our grocery run where we're like, okay, no buying outside food.
Mm.
I've had lunch out today. Mm-hmm. I plan on getting maybe some KFC or some Red Rooster on the way home.
Do you go as far as when you get KFC or Red Rooster or any fast food?
Yeah.
Before you get home, if he's home, you'll put it in the bin out the front and, you know, leave your window open.
If
slightly.
I haven't bought him some, then yes. If I've just had a nosh myself.
Right.
Or I'll just take in what's left.
I only got three nuggets. That's all they were selling. So bizarre. It's a new three nugget meal.
All right. All we've done is talk about my secret shames. What are your secret snacks?
I mean, there was a handful of times when my wife started working at home and I used to finish quite early. So I'd go home and, I'd have like a fast food. And there was one day where I remember that I pulled over at a park to throw the food out in a bin there because I was like, well, there's no way that I could be caught having this today. I don't know what it was.
Do you think your wife, Jess, knows about all your secret donuts that you have?
No, the secret donuts don't exist because I buy them with cash.
Sure.
And cash leaves no trail. I don't keep a receipt for all the donuts that I'm buying.
What donuts?
I got a gift card for something the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I know what I'm doing with that. Secret donuts.
Sure.
And that's okay. I think we're allowed.
You spent $50 on donuts.
$30 on donuts. Not on the same day, over the several weeks.
Sure.
Several secret weeks. 52232955. Do you have secret snacks? Whether it's from your partner, your parents, your own kids? Because I know I can't imagine anything worse being a parent. You're like, oh, I just want to have this bucket of hot chips.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, I want the chippish, mummy.
I imagine that parents hide snacks from their kids. Constantly.
Yeah.
You don't want to give your kid a lolly every time you have a lolly.
No.
You're not going to deprive yourself.
Absolutely.
I have to admit something right now, Tim. I have a secret snack drawer at home as well. in my bedside table, I have...
In your bedroom?
In my bedroom. I have, like in the top drawer, I have been keeping snacks from my partner. And he was looking for a phone charger the other day and was going through all the drawers and he pulled the drawer out and went, why are there sour straps in this drawer? And I was like, shut up, Akshay.
Why? Stop it. As a 32-year-old, do you have sour straps in your bedside table?
You just never know when you're going to want a nosh in the middle of the night.
You'd rather find a sex toy than sour straps. Unbelievable.
He was a little shocked as well.
Scott from Inverleigh's given us a call on 52232955. Scott, your wife has a secret stash. Is that right?
No, I've got a secret stash.
What have you got?
I keep from my wife. So I've got a secret stash of some chocolates and little goodies like that. So every now and again she says, I need some chocolate. So I go to the little secret area and I get what I think she needs and drip feed it.
Ration it out for her, Scotty.
Ration. Don't have it all.
Scott, would you be open to sharing where your secret stash is?
No.
Would it be in the shed or somewhere?
Is it a
somewhere?
Good hiding spot, Scott? Like, is she likely to come
it's
across it?
It's a good hiding spot. No, it's a good little hiding spot.
Okay, because...
Well, she knows she's not telling, but...
Yeah,
because
that's a smart move on her behalf. If she finds your secret stash, it then becomes her secret stash on top of your secret.
See, Scott, I've had to move my sour strap drawer now because now my fiance knows that the sour straps live there. So, you know, it's been tough to find a better hiding spot.
Yeah.
I don't know how you both do it. You're both very, very brave people. doing those kind of things. Thank you very much for your call, Scott. And, Jess, we need to have a chat because something's not going okay.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Apparently, Jess, Gen Z is calling the death of a particular item of fashion.
Okay.
And I'm not ready. And I don't know if a lot of people our age are, Jess. So
Gen Z are trying to bring back low-rise jeans, so I'm already not on board with a lot of the things that they want to bring back.
Well, it turns out that Gen Z is saying skinny jeans are dead. They've put them
They have
in
been
the
saying
casket.
They were dying for a while.
Yeah, apparently.
Now they're done.
Apparently the biggest hill has been millennial women with their skinny jeans and millennial men who maybe in their punk rock era they don't want to let go of that grunge, Jess. because as someone who I've only ever worn skinny jeans, not like ridiculously skinny jeans, but it's like a slim skinny jean. That's the only
slim cut
pant I've ever worn.
Right.
I don't know.
Have you got any boot cut jeans?
We're going to a formal event very soon.
Yeah.
And it said exclusively no denim.
Yeah.
And now that means I have to wear the pants that I wore on my wedding day. And it's just...
It's such a big jump.
But it doesn't say anything about wearing booty shorts. So it just said no denim.
So
as long
true.
As they're not denim booty shorts, I should be able to get into this fancy
You can
function.
Finally get those gold hot pants out.
5223 2955. Are skinny jeans dead? Because if so, I feel like we should hold a eulogy for skinny jeans.
I resisted for a while and I got my first pair of like baggy like boyfriend jeans. The comfort, Tim. Why have we been doing skinny jeans for so long?
The
level of comfort I feel in my baggy jeans, I'm never going back.
I just don't know. I've tried on baggy pants.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't suit me. You know how people have a body type where certain things just look better than others? I just, baggy pants don't suit me.
You're allowed to pull them up above your bum.
You know I have childbearing hips and then that really limits the pant options that I have because I'm not tall and I'm not short. Got a big ass, got skinny little legs. I just don't understand where my place is in the pant world, Jess.
Maybe we need to take you to buy some jeans, get you out of your skinnies.
There is nothing in this world, and I can't stress this enough. Look me in the eyes. There is nothing in this world I despise more than pant shopping. Nothing makes me feel more out of shape, more awful about myself in the whole world than shopping for pants.
Sounds like a great day out.
5223 2955. Give us a call. Are skinny jeans dead? I need to know. I know I probably won't change, but I feel like a lot of people listening might be heavily affected by this.
If there's a Gen Z in your life, get them to dial the phone.
Yep. Yeah,
it's like texting, but you speak to the person.
Yeah, you call it and you say words out loud. So 5223 2955. Give us a call. Are skinny jeans dead? Jess, before you open the phones, because we need confirmation from young people.
Yes.
Because there's 230-plus-year-olds. We're not in the space to be answering this.
Definitely
Whenever
not.
You have a fashion crisis,
yeah.
There's one person in the office you turn to. I've got her in the studio now, Kelsey. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Now,
Kelsey has helped me find some cool shoes to wear.
Yep.
I have gone to make purchases and she's told me, girl, please stop. Don't do that. So,
so you're 1997, so you're right on the cusp of Gen Z and millennial. So
you're exactly who we need.
Please don't say skinny jeans are dead.
Obviously they are. Are you kidding me? They're just, you see the mums wearing them. Not that there's anything wrong with the mums. But you see the older generation wearing them, I think, They're dead and gone. Bury them.
What am I meant to wear? What are we meant to wear?
Get yourself some boyfriend jeans. Get some baggy, some parachute pants.
Parachute pants, Timmy.
Now, I hadn't considered MC Hammer parachute pants.
Tim, one of our favourite listeners, Eva from Geelong.
Kelsey, thank you. You can go back to doing your regular job.
Well, actually, Kelsey, if you can stick around. God. Because Eva, you're Gen Z, right? You were born 2002?
Yeah, 2002. So I'm like, smack bang in the middle. Best year.
Okay.
Anything after that?
Goes you and me, and then Kelsey, and then Eva. Yeah. So Eva, same question, mate. Are skinny jeans dead, buried, gone?
So I actually thought they made like a really nice revival because I became a gym girl in like 2 years ago. And why would you hide like what your mum gave you, you know, like I'm going to go to the gym, why am I wearing baggy jeans?
Eva, finally, you're speaking my language. Why would I hide, Jess? You know I've got the curves
Tim has of a Shakira-esque donkey dog, Eva.
I think I've made a comment before that girls can get away with things guys can't, and if a guy's wearing skinny jeans, you deserve jail time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's something the millennial and the Gen Z agree on, Tim.
So this is not looking good.
It means
conclusion is always... girls only, like,
girls club.
You know.
Okay. Well, there's two girls looking at me in the studio, one yelling at me on the phone telling me I'm not allowed. I'm not going to take them off in the studio. I don't care what any of you say.
Are you wearing them right now?
I am wearing my skinny jeans right now.
Arrest I reckon me. You need to take, like, some mirror selfies, like the booty gym pose in the mirror with your skinny jeans so we can all, like... You know,
well, Eva,
I'm really good.
If you're a gym girly now, maybe you can swing by the studio and you can help me take the photos because I definitely don't have the confidence. All right, everyone's feeling bad. Thanks, girls.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. K-Rock. Tim and Jess. OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity.
Yeah, that's right, Tim. My favourite part of the week when I don't have to guess. 60-second celebrities, where you have 60 seconds today to guess the celebrity that I have in my head.
Yep, we like to keep it pretty standard. We like to try our hardest. There's been a few examples where this hasn't been the case, where 9 out of 10 people on the street would know the celebrity.
Yep.
I have 60 seconds. I can only use yes or no questions.
I can't imagine there is a person on the street in Geelong and Surf Coast who hasn't heard this person's name.
Okay, that's good because... we always go back to whatever Jay-Z and Beyonce's daughter's name is.
Oh, everyone knows Blue Ivy. I don't want to hear about it.
Sounds like a rash.
Take off your headphones. I'm going to tell everyone the celebrity you'll be guessing today.
The celebrity Tim will be guessing today is Sarah Jessica Parker from Sex and the City.
Okay, Timmy, here we go.
Okay. Best of luck to me.
Yes. Your time will start after the first question.
Am I a female?
Yes.
Am I American?
Yes.
Am I a musician?
No.
Am I an actress?
Yes.
I'm in a movie at the moment?
No.
Am I more known for movies?
Yes and no.
Bigger on television?
Correct.
Am I Jennifer Aniston?
No.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay. Do I host television?
No. You've got 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm thinking, mate. Give me a minute. Do I have red hair?
No.
Blonde hair?
Yes.
Blonde American. Am I Kirsten Bell? Kirsten Bell, whatever her name
no.
is?
No. Two guesses down. Only one to go.
Am I Gwyneth Paltrow?
No.
Oh, my God! It doesn't happen very often, but it must be a big celebrity if I've missed out on it.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, that is just not what I believe to be an acceptable...
What do you mean? So today is the 25th anniversary of the very first episode of Sex and the City dropping on our screens.
Here's what happened.
Just mere days.
Jess views Sex and the City as one of the most popular television. Like, if you,
I'm sorry, it's a huge part of pop culture. Massive.
Mate, back in yesteryear, when things were cool, no one's thought about Sarah Jessica Parker since 2009.
I beg to differ. The new season of And Just Like That is about to start June 22nd.
Garbage. Stanky in here. I didn't realise bins were getting picked up today. I saw the truck pull up and I thought, there's something wrong
here.
No, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Bad loser.
Unbelievable. You know what? I'm going to give it to me because I worked really hard. And I think you changed it on the fly. I'm going to go back and listen.
Why did you guess Gwyneth Paltrow?
I don't know, because she makes vaginas out of her genitals. Okay. That's what I thought. Another scent came out. Okay? What?
Do you mean candles?
What did I say? Oh, no. Candle.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I think it was yesterday you reminded me of an anniversary today that I completely... Yep. It's a tricky one to remember.
Well, it comes around every year the day after my birthday.
Right. So maybe that's why you have a better chance of remembering it than what I do. Because honestly, for me, your birthday is a blur every year. It is confetti, noise, and happiness. And it's great.
Lots of cake.
But I'm still coming down off the cake yesterday.
There was another cake in the office today for a different reason, Tim, because today is a big milestone for the Tim and Jess Show. We might have only been here at K-Rock in Geelong for, what, eight months?
8 months, yeah.
But as a show, you and I have been working together for 7 years today.
Yep, so this day in 2016. Yep. It was our first radio show together in a town in South Australia called Mount Gambier. We were working on a radio station called Star FM 96.1.
We often talk about our time in Mount Gambier as like some of the worst radio we've ever made.
How dare you? I look back at that because it was my first radio show with another person. Because before I was just like, here's Kesha.
Yeah.
All right, that was Kesha. I was just talking about music.
Yeah.
So this is where I was kind of figuring out who I was. I've got some audio. Now, I can't for the life of me, Jess, find any audio from our first
show,
unfortunately. I have got some audio.
I think we were live at the shopping centre for our very first show.
Of course we were.
I think we were doing a broadcast from a butcher.
Great.
Which is very on brand for
us. What a way to start. And I believe this audio is from early 2017. So this is the furthest back I could go in our records.
Okay, so this is about, 6 months into working together.
Yep, so here's Jess and I on an old radio station in South Australia.
Jess, you are technically an adult.
Technically, I've been an adult for many years now.
And
yes.
We're all super proud of you, hun.
Thank you. And do you know what our boss said to us in a meeting the other day?
What did he say?
He said to me, I'm really proud of you. You cry a lot less these days.
What a performance review.
The more things change, the more things stay the same. I don't know. It's your voice sounds pretty similar.
Yeah.
I feel like I've got a weird... Like young.
I think you've just grown up a little bit. Yeah. Like, you were very, very young then.
Well, I was 23 then.
Yeah.
And now as a 30-year-old. Maybe radio's worn me down.
It has.
But Jess, the thing is, I was just saying to you, I've broken out in a rash today because I didn't realise. But now, officially, I'm allowed to have the 7-year itch.
Oh, yes.
So, does that mean we have to separate as a radio show?
Well, yeah. What is the old wives' tale of the 7-year itch? It's what, you get to 7 years with your partner and all of a sudden you have bad luck or you leave each other?
This is something that I'm a bit worried about because I met you a few months before I met my now wife.
Yes. Your 7-year itch with your wife is coming up.
Coming up in... August or September, and now I'm starting to get nervous that if you and I don't make it, then my wife and I, we might have the 7-year itch and then we're in trouble as well. So I don't know what
to do. So apparently 7 years marks the make it or break it year for marriages. You may start to get nervous as the anniversary approaches. Essentially, people just start to get like a little bit antsy and they go, are we going to make it through? If you can make it through the 7th year, then you will make it.
Well, I guess you and I have a bit of an added bonus because we're in a working relationship. We can take annual leave away from one another.
And we can leave.
And we can leave where you can't take annual leave from your husband. It's like, you know what? I'm going to take 2 weeks on the Gold Coast. You stay here. I'm just going to have a break and not think about you.
Well, hey, how about 5223295? Is the 7-year itch real?
Yeah. Did you have what? Did you break out in a full-blown rash and
was it
left
a tough
your partner?
Year of your marriage? Maybe you did end up staying together, but it was, yeah, the 7-year itch was a very real thing for you.
Yeah, give us a call, even if you want to debunk it and say, no, that's when I started finding the love, that extra level of love for my partner.
7 years to get there.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Is the 7-year itch real? Someone's giving us a call. Hello, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Chelsea from Grovedale.
Chelsea, do you believe in the 7-year itch? Is it a real thing?
Well, I thought I'd call you guys up. I remember your first show in Mount Gambier.
Stop it, Chelsea.
That's disgusting. I'm so sorry.
You're joking.
I have photos of you, Jess, on my phone, and we played netball together.
Oh, my God, Chelsea.
How about it? What are the chances, Jess? Good to
see
you.
When did you move to Grovedale, mate?
10 months ago.
Okay.
Welcome to town.
Yeah,
welcome.
You started your show here.
Yeah. Can't get rid of us, Chelsea.
Oh my God,
good
Chelsea.
Good to speak to you again. So do you remember? So Jess thinks we did our first ever radio show together at a butcher. Is that
It was
true?
A shopping centre for sure.
Yeah, it was in the plaza in the food court. I think it was the.
Disgusting.
It was yeah. Chicken. It wasn't Chicken Land, but it was Chicken Something where they do gourmet meat.
So on brand for us.
Stay on the phone because we'll chat to you off the air. Peter's given us a call as well. Peter, do you believe in the 7-year itch?
Do I believe in the 7-year itch?
Is that something that you... Do you believe that after 7 years, people should stop seeing each other because Jess and I are celebrating our 7th birthday as a radio show?
Mate, I don't like... My relationships don't last more than 2 years. Oh, so, yeah.
That's a good omen.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.